We've all heard that two heads are better than one. It's a comforting idea that groups make better decisions than individuals. But what if this conventional wisdom is dangerously wrong? In Wiser, Harvard's Cass Sunstein reveals a startling truth. Groups often amplify rather than correct individual errors. Think about the last time your team made a terrible decision despite having smart people in the room. This wasn't an anomaly, it was predictable group dynamics at work. From Kodak ignoring digital photography to Nokia missing the smartphone revolution, history is littered with catastrophic group decisions made by intelligent people. Barack Obama kept this book in the Oval Office for good reason. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for anyone who works with others. Groups underperform for four primary reasons that feed on our social nature. First, they amplify errors through mutual reinforcement. When someone voices a plausible but incorrect view, others suppress their doubts and find ways to justify the error. Second, cascade effects occur when early speakers influence later ones, preventing crucial information from surfacing. Remember that meeting where the boss spoke first and suddenly everyone agreed? That's a cascade in action. Third, groups become more polarized in their original direction rather than more moderate, like political discussions where reasonable middle ground disappears. Finally, groups focus excessively on shared information while neglecting unique insights held by individuals. This creates an illusion of thorough analysis while missing crucial perspectives. Our thinking operates through two systems, the intuitive, automatic, System 1, and the deliberative, System 2. In groups, System 1 often dominates, magnifying predictable errors. The availability heuristic makes us judge probability by how easily examples come to mind, explaining why companies overreact to recent failures or successes. The representativeness heuristic leads us to judge probability based on resemblance, why baseball scouts focus on whether prospects look like ballplayers, prompting Billy Beane's famous retort, "We're not selling jeans here." Framing effects show how presentation dramatically influences decisions. Patients more readily choose surgery when told 90% are alive after 5 years versus 10% are dead. Rather than correcting these errors, groups often amplify them, explaining why organizations persist with clearly failing projects long after their doom becomes apparent. Have you ever agreed with something despite private doubts because everyone else seems certain? You've experienced a cascade. These form in two ways: informational cascades, deferring to others' apparent knowledge, and reputational cascades, conforming to maintain others' good opinions. Laboratory experiments demonstrate how easily this happens. In one study, participants had to guess which urn was being used based on drawing a single ball. Despite each person having a 66.7% chance of being right individually, cascades developed in 77% of rounds as people ignored their private information to follow previous announcements. When the experiment was modified to reward conformity more than accuracy, cascades appeared in 96.7% of rounds. These dynamics explain why businesses often follow early preferences rather than gathering adequate information. Many cultural icons like the Mona Lisa or Harry Potter might have remained obscure with slight twists of fate. Have you noticed how groups often become more extreme over time rather than finding middle ground? This phenomenon, group polarization, has been documented in hundreds of studies across more than a dozen countries. In one revealing experiment, citizens from liberal Boulder and conservative Colorado Springs were assembled into politically homogeneous groups to deliberate on controversial issues. The results? Boulderites became significantly more liberal, while Colorado Springs residents became markedly more conservative. Before discussion, considerable overlap existed between individuals from both cities. Afterward, this overlap substantially diminished. Even federal judges show this pattern. Democratic appointees vote more liberally on panels of fellow Democrats than when serving with Republicans, and vice versa. This polarization stems from three causes: Informational influence, arguments naturally skew in the group's initial direction. Social influences, people adjust positions to be perceived favorably. And confidence amplification, agreement eliminates uncertainty, a natural moderating factor. Why do groups with all the necessary information still make terrible decisions? Often, they fall victim to the common knowledge effect, emphasizing widely shared information while neglecting unique insights held by only a few members. In one study of political elections, when information was distributed unevenly and shared information favored inferior candidates, groups actually performed worse after discussion. This pattern appears consistently. Shared information dominates conversation. It's almost as likely for a shared item to be mentioned twice as it was for an unshared item to be mentioned at all. A peculiar social dynamic reinforces this. People who discuss commonly held information receive social rewards. When someone mentions what others already know, group members perceive that person as more competent and likable. Even more surprisingly, receiving information you already possess makes you feel more competent yourself. This creates a self-reinforcing cycle where people prefer sharing and hearing common knowledge rather than unique insights, particularly damaging in crisis situations where unique information often holds the key to effective solutions. Despite these challenges, specific methods can make groups wiser. Leaders should remain inquisitive and avoid stating firm views early, creating space for diverse perspectives. Prime critical thinking rather than consensus. When groups are explicitly instructed to prioritize critical thinking over getting along, members become far more likely to disclose what they know. Reward group success rather than individual correctness, and assign specific roles to group members so everyone knows what each person can contribute. Use devil's advocacy by deliberately appointing someone to challenge the group's inclination. FDR mastered this by sometimes indicating agreement with people holding incompatible positions, emboldening them to develop their best arguments. Create red teams tasked with criticizing a primary team's plans. Implement the Delphi method, combining anonymity with social learning, and rely on data rather than intuition. Beyond these immediate strategies, consider statistical groups, averaging individual judgments without discussion, innovation tournaments, prediction markets, and public comment processes, all powerful methods to harness collective wisdom while avoiding group pitfalls.